This is such a close call, but I think I'm going to have to go with... Get the Big Picture. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Big Idea, where we talk about big questions that you want answered. This week, we had a super special request to compare two very fantastic novels, that being The Book of Negroes and the other being To Kill a Mockingbird. This week's Big Idea question is, which novel is better for grade 10 students in Ontario? Me and my team were able to come up with some great questions to help answer our Big Idea question of the week. Before we get started, here is a quick disclaimer. Please do not take any time to listen to this podcast if you have not read any of the books. There could be major spoilers throughout this audio that might ruin your reading experience. Please listen with caution. Thank you. Alright, so now that we have that sorted out, let's just get right into it. To start this off, we were going to be discussing which novel has the better main characters. The Book of Negroes main character is Aminata. She is displayed as a strong female role model that is able to overcome whatever is thrown at her. Some examples of this would be being taken away from her family, being a part of the slave trade, losing her children, losing her husband, and overall just dealing with racism her whole life. The character is displayed as perfect, but the real question is she too perfect? She seems to be a character that is just so perfect that she's super hard to relate to. The next character we are going to be talking about is Scout from To Kill a Mockingbird. She is a little girl who is very curious and getting herself in trouble. She doesn't always follow the town standards of what a little girl should dress and act like. An example of this is when she is told that she shouldn't be wearing overalls. She is able to grow as a character throughout the novel. An example of this is when she is able to hold back her anger and not get into a fight. Scout is a much more relatable character that we grow to love. Overall, I believe the better character to introduce to grade 10 students would be Scout. She is much more relatable, and we can see how she grows and matured as a character throughout the entire novel. The next question that we're going to be answering is which novel has better supporting characters. To start off, we're going to be talking about To Kill a Mockingbird. We have Atticus. He is Scout's father. His character is able to create his own ideas and it does not allow himself to fall into the town's stereotypes or rumors of different people. An example of this is when he is representing a black man in court and everyone's telling him that he's crazy for doing so. The other character is Dill. He is one of the only characters in both of the novels that doesn't seem to mature in any way. His character displays innocence and childish behavior. An example of this is when he suggests Scout and Jem to touch the Radley house. The next supporting characters that we're going to be talking about are from the Book of Negroes. The first one is Shakura. Shakura is a character who is made to look like a hero, but the problem with his character is he never seems to think of the consequences of him being a hero. He is continuously leaving Aminata. An example of this is when he goes to war or when he goes and frees some of the slaves that were chained up. Shakura seems to be a good character, but he needs to think about his actions and how it could affect the people in his life. The next character is Georgia. She is a character who is made to be very smart and caring. You can tell that she is very smart when it comes to the medical field because she is able to help Aminata get better when she is first brought to the plantation. Georgia is a character who is also really great at getting what she wants. This is portrayed when she tells Appleby to leave Aminata alone. Overall, the best supporting characters out of both of the novels are from To Kill a Mockingbird. They are all at different maturity levels, which makes the characters much more interesting and easier to understand. The third topic that we are going to be discussing is which novel has the better setting. We know that in To Kill a Mockingbird, it is set in Maycomb, Alabama. This is just a small town that is very segregated and racist, and the whole, novel is set during the time period when racism is at its peak, whereas The Book of Negroes has many different settings that allow you to be able to get more interested and in touch with a lot of, different traveling and how the slave trade worked and how different people had to move from place to place to try and stay away and be on the run so they weren't getting captured. It started off in Bayo, Africa. Then she traveled to multiple different places such as Canvas Town, Birch Town, Sierra Leone, back to Bayo, and London, England. Overall, if I had to pick which setting I believed is better, I would definitely say that the Book of Negroes has the better setting. This is just because the setting is constantly moving and allows you to stay interested throughout the entire thing. Finally, the last topic that we are going to be discussing is which story has the better ideas and issues. In the novel To Kill a Mockingbird, the main idea that is displayed throughout the novel is racism. The town of Macomb, Alabama is very segregated, and they never believe anything that a person of color would say over a white person. This is displayed in the trial. Another issue that is displayed is stereotypes. The children place a lot of stereotypes on people within the town, such as when they believe Boo Radley was very strange and scary just because he never really came out of his house. The children make up things about him without any evidence of this being true. They created these ideas from other stereotypes that have been created in the town. Overall, the town of Macomb, Alabama was very quick to judge people even if they didn't have any evidence of this. In the novel, The Book of Negroes, the idea of racism is displayed throughout the novel on a number of occasions. There are many times where people of color were called offensive names and were treated like animals. Another big idea portrayed throughout the novel is slavery. The white people believe that people of color should not be free, and they were slaves to them. They were treated more like possessions rather than human beings. This is portrayed throughout the entire novel as Aminata was taken from Bayo, Africa and was put into a plantation. As well, near the end of the novel, when Aminata and Shakira see the others who were chained up just like how Aminata was when she was first taken. Overall, I feel that the novel which has the best ideas and issues is The Book of Negroes, as there is more ideas that are revolving around racism and truly how bad it was. I feel The Book of Negroes presents more mature ideas, whereas To Kill a Mockingbird, I feel could be targeted at a younger audience, such as grade 8s or 9s. This is it.
Yay!
We are coming down to the final decision about what novel is better to present to grade 10 students in Ontario! We are all tied up, 2 for To Kill a Mockingbird and 2 for The Book of Negroes. This is going to be such a close call, but I choose... To Kill a Mockingbird!
Yay!
To Kill a Mockingbird is such a classic novel that has been used for so many generations, and it's super easy to see why people have continued to love it and teach it. The characters are very relatable, especially Scout, and we can watch her as well as other characters grow throughout the entire novel. The characters are very relatable, which is the main reason why I think a lot of people like it, and a lot of people can see how different issues have developed over the years. Especially when it comes to racism and how it affected the lives of individuals of color. We can watch how racism has changed from the past to the present from this novel, and to show how racism as a whole has really changed throughout the years. We also get to see how rumors get spread very easily, and how stereotypes can be created, and how many people can easily almost listen to those stereotypes about people, even though they might not know the person personally. It's very important to also figure out which novel is better to teach grade 10 students in the future, because we want to continue having students understand why racism is not good, and really just a different idea of racism and how it can affect people and how it has affected people in the past. We really want students to fully understand racism and not get the wrong idea about it. As well, we really want students in the future to understand how stereotypes can be created, and you should not listen to them without developing your own ideas of a person or a thing first. Anyways, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy life to listen to this podcast. And always stay cool and make sure you tune in next week for our next week's big idea question. See you next time. Bye.